just don't want to go up there and knock it off like you did yesterday.
I didn't knock it off yesterday.
No, I said like we did yesterday. We
got
it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Right here?
You can't see
myself. Oh, no, I'm not.
Good morning. It's a nice Sunday morning, a nice day to have a festival. And it's also nice to start the morning off with musicians that know their craft. Especially with someone like me who's only been here 3 years, it's nice to meet someone who's been here 35 years, who's kept it going, and Gretchen and Jim Crawford are going to open up the morning for us. I present you, Jim and Gretchen Crawford. Give them a warm hand, please.
Gretchen's the only one that's been here 35 years. I'm not that old.
Well, thank you.
We'd like to start off this morning with a Carter Family tune. We like the Carter Family called Gold Watch and Chain.
Upon you, my gold watch and chain, love. Upon you, my gold wedding ring. Upon you, this heart in my bosom. Only say that you'll love me again. Darling, how can I stay here without you? There'd be nothing to ease my poor heart. This old world would seem sad, love, without you. Tell me now that we never will part. And I'll pawn you my gold watch and chain, love. I'll pawn you my gold wedding ring. I'll pawn you this heart in my bosom. Only say that you'll love me again. Given a gold ring and a lock of your hair, and a card with your picture upon it. It's a face that is false, but it's fair. And upon you, my gold watch and chain, love. Upon you, my gold wedding ring. It broke through on the day I first met you. It will die on the day that we part. And upon you, my gold watch and chain, love. Upon you, my gold wedding ring. Upon you, this heart in my bosom. Only say that you'll love me again. Only say that you love me again.
Thank you. We're disorganized this morning. We're debating here what we're going to do next. What do you want to do, girl?
Let's do Swanee River.
Okay. All right. As I said, we're from Jacksonville, so that's, there's a lot of good rivers fairly close to Jacksonville within driving distance for us to canoe. And as a family, we've done a good bit of that over the years. My oldest son is 22. I think I started
24.
With him.
24. 24 yesterday.
And I started with canoeing with him, I guess, when he was about six. And this next song that we're going to do for you is a song that I wrote. Kind of the root of it came from experiences we had canoeing, mainly the river here. And an importance that we thought to bring our children out of a city like Jacksonville and bring them out into a rural area where we can still do that without having to go and buy a $10 permit and rent a $15 canoe and somebody tell you that I have to put in at point A and take out at point B. We can still do that on the Swanee River. State has bought a good bit of both sides of the river, which is good. It'll stop a lot of vacation cabins on the river. But anyway, that's the root of this song. Wish I was on the Swanee River, leaving out of Lembrick's Way, pitch my tent on the sandbar, white-tailed deer mark the place. Wish I was on the Swanee River, for she means all the world to me. When I die, just throw my ashes at the shores above White Springs. Dip my paddle cold dark water, neath the shade of a cypress tree. Little blue heron at the bank before me, in her flight marks the way for me. Wish I was on the Swanee River, for she means all the world to me. When I die, just throw my ashes at the shores above White Springs. Put my children to her water long before they their team, so they could see the pristine waters in bare feet and cut off jeans. Wish I was on the Swanee River, for she means all the world to me. When I die, throw my shores above White Springs. Round the bend, saw an old man with a young boy by his side, showing him all the old ways, showing him how made a line. Wish I was on the Swanee River, for she means a world to me. When I die, just throw my ashes at the shores above White Springs. Thank you.
Okay.
Y'all want to do one?
Do one? All right.
Are you going to do one?
Want to do Bluebird?
Okay. Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is. Okay. This is a Gene Ritchie song that I learned a while back. Kind of held a... I like to collect charms, good omen charms and things like that. And this song is sort of like that. It's about bluebirds. And if you ever... You see bluebirds, one or two, but if you ever see a flock of bluebirds, that's supposed to bring you good luck, and you're supposed to get all your wishes that you ever wish for. And this is about whenever you see a flock of bluebirds.
When I was a young thing on a summer's day, sitting under my apple tree, a great flock of bluebirds came flying through the sky and spied my apple tree as they passed by. And oh, what a wonderful sight it was to see as they all settled down in my apple tree. Count 'em, says my mother, how, says I, and out of the window came this reply. One you'll have sadness, two you'll have joy, three get a present, four get a boy, five receive silver, six receive gold, seven's a secret that's never been told, eight a love letter with promises, three, nine means your true love's as true as can be. Oh, once in a lifetime, the old folks say, the visions of the bluebirds come your way. Only when you're dreaming, only when you're still, and only on an apple tree on a green hill. So stop all your hurrying and worrying away. Take time for dreaming on a summer's day. Wait for the bluebirds when they come along, and count your blessings with a bluebird song. One you'll have sadness, two you'll have joy, three get a present, four get a boy, five receive silver, six receive gold, seven's a secret that's never been told, eight a love letter with promises, three, nine means your true love's as true as can be.
Song's a little, sounds very traditional. It's not a traditional song. It was written by Norman Blake. I don't play like Norman Blake, but he's a good writer too. I think it's interesting when somebody can take a song this day and age and write it, and the first time you listen to it, you think, well, that must be public domain. That's a traditional song. This one is not, but surely has that feel to it. It's a kind of an outlaw song called Billy Gray.
Was a hired gun wanted in Kansas. custody by the law. Then one day lawman came riding across the badlands, land to the north of New Mexico. He was overheard to say he was looking for Bill Gray, a ruthless man and a dangerous outlaw. Round the deadly news came creeping to Billy, fast sleeping there in the Gladden bar and hotel. And he fled towards the old church there on the outskirts, thinking he would climb to that old steeple bell. Thunder rifle ball came flying, face down he lay dying, there in the dust of the road where he fell. And she ran to him, just cursing the lawman, accepting no reason, knowing he was killed. Now, sir, she still lives in the old white frame house where she first met Billy some 40 years ago. And the wild rose of morning has painted with the dawning each day of sorrow the long years have sown. And there on a stone where the dusty winds have long blown, 18 words that this passing will say. Well, true love has no season, no rhyme or no reason, justice as cold as a Granger County play. Well, true love has no season, no rhyme or no reason, justice as cold as a Granger County play.
Thank you. I like that tune. I'd like to do another song for you that I wrote about the St. John's River, the section up near Jacksonville where we're from. We did this down at the landing yesterday. Actually, a number of years ago, my son and I used to fish a good bit across from Blunt Island for redfish and mangrove snapper, and fishing was pretty good in that area. And offshore power systems came in and bought some property on Blunt Island and built a terminal there to so they could bring in some large oil tankers to supply the Jacksonville Electrical Authority and various electrical plants all the way down to Sanford. But the St. John's River wasn't deep enough at that point in Jacksonville, so they had to dynamite the riverbed to make it deeper so they could bring some of these larger tankers in there. And when they did that, they put these big steel tubes, kind of, it looked like 55-gallon drums all linked together, kind of worked like a vacuum cleaner hose, and they would suck all this rock and shale off the bottom of the river, put it on a barge, carry it over, and dump it on the backside of Blunt Island into Back River. Well, the reason the fishing was so good around there was because Back River was a breeding ground for shrimp, and when they covered a good portion of that little tidal creek up, it sure turned the fishing off in that area. So that was one of the ideas I had when I wrote this song, along with other things that have happened in the state of Florida, the loss of many of our cypress trees to things like pencil factories and things like that, just various things that have gone on in the northeast part of Florida here. It's called Florida, Oh Florida. This song was put on a environmental video made by the state about 5 years ago. So if you take Biology 101 at one of the junior colleges around here, you may hear this.
The majestic St. John's River used to flow a royal blue. In those southern sunny skies where the Florida Stork once flew,
And in our piney forest, giant cedars used to grow. Now they've all been milled of pencils, and they tower there no more.
Oh, Florida, Florida, you beautiful southern land, I've loved you as a native son, as dearly as I can. I hope and pray to God that the end is not drawing near, and I hope our politicians will join me in my fear.
Well, I used to fish back river where the shrimp would come this fall. Now it's filled with sludge and sand, and the shrimp no longer come. Well, they blasted out my river so bigger ships couldn't make their way. Now there is a loading dock where the porpoise used to play.
Oh, Florida, oh, Florida, you beautiful southern land, I've loved you as a native son, as dearly as I can. I hope and pray to God that the end is not drawing near, and I hope our politicians will join me in my fear.
Well, I used to spend my solitude on the banks of the old St. John. There I spent many afternoons just fishing with my son. But the beer cans and the power lines have clogged my fishing hole. Every time I return there, it makes my blood run cold.
Oh, Florida, you beautiful southern land, I've loved you as a native son, as dearly as I can. I hope and pray to God that the end is not drawing near, and I hope our politicians will join me in my fear.
Show up yet? Let me know when you want me to.
Okay.
Which one you want to do? You want to do Lily Wallace? You want to do. Let's do that.
Okay.
We'll do another Carter Family song for you. This is kind of a fun song to do. It's called Lily Wallace. Sitting by the fountain all alone, I lifted up my hat and we began to chat. She said she'd let me see her at her home. Such a star I've never seen. She's as pretty as a queen, perfect as the angels from above. I'd be happy all my life if she'd only be my wife. Aggravating beauty, Lulu Walls. Well, if she would just be mine, I would build a house so fine, and around it so many fences high, and act so jealously just to think that only me could gaze upon that beauty, Lulu Walls. Such a star I've never seen. She's as pretty as a queen, perfect as the angels from above. I'd be happy all my life if she'd only be my wife. That aggravating beauty Lulu was.
One evening getting late, I met her at the gate, and I asked her to wed me in the fall. But nothing did she say. She only walked away. Aggravating beauty, Lulu Walls.
Such a star I've never seen. She's as pretty as a queen, perfect as the angels from above. I'd be happy all my life if she'd only be my wife. That aggravating beauty, Lulu Walls. That aggravating beauty, Lulu Walls.
Good luck. Back it up. You ready to go? Your next group here? Okay. Well, I'll do one last song for you before we go, and then you're going to have some cloggers. Do a song that I wrote about some of the two-lane roads that were the base for our transportation before all of our major four-lane highways came into being. I had much more fun driving those roads, 301 and 41, than you do on the interstate. A lot of mom-and-pop stores and gas stations, a lot of old gas stations that served as post offices, and I took about a 12-hour bus trip one time from Fayetteville, North Carolina to Charlotte. It's not that far. We stopped at every SO station and Pure station along the way and dropped off a bag of mail. That's part of the basis for this song. It's called Death of a Road. Southland, scattered trailers throughout the pine land. Heard that train whistle pierce the night. Oh, I love the road with the lonely face, and died at the hands of the interstate. And this is all she has left to show. Hotels, broken windows, banging doors, and rusted signs. Gas pumps, abandoned bus stops, these are the signs of her times. She was the champion of her day. Many people passed her way on their way to Southland of the past. But that's the way the progress goes. She lost her travelers long ago, and this is all she has left to show. Hotels with broken windows, banging doors, rusted signs, empty gas pumps, abandoned bus stops, these are the signs of her times. Worn out asphalt, faded lines, passing signs, advertising watermelon wine. Xerox City, ain't it a pity? Look at your future from behind. Hotels, broken windows, banging doors, rusted signs, empty gas pumps, abandoned bus stops. These are the signs of her times. These are the signs of her times. That road, she was a friend of mine. Thank you very much. We've enjoyed playing for you.
Yes, Jim and Gretchen Grubb Crawford. Thank you. Okay, now we're getting ready for the cloggers. Cross Creek Cloggers and the Walkout Hooters. They should be coming up in a few moments. While we're waiting for them to come up, since I'm a storyteller, I will fill in a story while we're waiting. I don't know how long it's going to be. Now, you know it's not polite to talk about people. It's really not polite to talk about people, but sometimes you have to talk about people. People don't like to be talked about, so sometimes we create stories, and instead of talking about people by their names, we just say wasp or mosquito. And in this story, we have a wasp and we have a mosquito. Now, a mosquito is a type of person. I don't know if you ever meet these kind of people that are always smiling, always have a friendly face, always have something nice to say. But the wasp, on the other hand, is always stinging. If he sees someone, he looks at the worst and brings that out. Well, the wasp was sitting in his house, and he looked outside his door and saw his fields were looking real bad. Oh, his fields were looking real bad, and he wondered how the mosquitoes' fields came out this year. You see, there was a bad drought. So he walked over to the mosquito's house, the wasps did, and he said, "Mosquito, how's your crops come out?" And the mosquito said, "Oh, my crops came out fine this year. You see, I grew potatoes." And the mosquito rolled up his pants leg. When the mosquito rolled up his pants legs, the wasp looked at the skinny legs of the mosquito and started to laugh. When the mosquito rolled down his pants leg and said, "Don't you know it's not polite to laugh at people? You hurt people's feelings when you laugh at them." But the wasp did not stop laughing. He kept on laughing. In fact, he laughed all the way home. Now, he told his wife why he was laughing, and his wife said, "You're laughing at the mosquito because he has skinny legs?" He said, "Yes." "Oh, the skinniest legs I've ever seen." But you know how sometimes you laugh so hard, your sides hurt? Well, the wasp had laughed so hard, his sides hurt. Well, his wife looked at him and said, "Husband, you should not laugh. Have you looked in the mirror lately?" And he said, "What?" "Go and look in the mirror." And when the wasp looked over into the mirror, he saw that his sides had shrunk to a thin thread, holding the top part and the bottom part of his body together. If he laughed one more time, he would break into two pieces. Well, he walked out the door. And as he walked out the door, you see, the mosquito, before the wasp left the house, had told the wasp this. One day he would find out how it feels to be laughed at and how much it hurts. And as the wasp walked out the door, he watched people as they watched him. And he thought that all the people were laughing at him. "I know you're laughing at me. I know you're laughing at me." And he would sting them. "Yeah. Yeah, you're standing there. Your lip's not moving, but I know you're laughing at me." And sting the next person. This went on and on and on and on. And that is why today we say the wasp is very impatient. End of story. Okay? And now, the cloggers are ready. They're ready? Okay. Oh, just about there, just about there. Okay. It's a beautiful day today. I hope it remains one. Okay, it's going to be real nice. Wakahooter used to be a town that's located between, what is Gainesville and Micanopy. I just found out from Bill. It's a ghost town now. I think it's just a road that goes around into nowhere. And the Wakahooters are now warming up here. Okay. Are we ready?
I'm where you are, so I can't
see. Okay, let me move out the way. Again, presenting the Cross Creek Cloggers and the Wakahooters. Give them a warm hand.
I'm not set up yet. You set me up?
Hey, what's going on? Are you guys supposed to be dancing or something? What the deal be here? Now we will welcome the Cross Creek Cloggers and the Waka Hooters. Thank you very much. That was a tune called A Growling Old Man and a Cackling Old Woman. And maybe it was fitting for the way they were cackling around up there at the beginning. We all stayed up in the campground past midnight last night. Maybe you could tell something about that. Nobody else does that around here, though, I don't think. Anyway, we're going to wind them up one more time here. We're going to play for you a tune. Comes from Tennessee fiddler John Sharp. Nobody knows what it's called, so we just call it John Sharp's Tune.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
You gotta get into D, Lotta. Announce your team, Jenny.
While Miss Lotta Lou is retuning her banjo, we sure enjoyed having you coming on out here and enjoy the wonderful dancing of the Cross Creek Cloggers. And we Waka Hooters are glad to be here. Let me tell you a little bit about the next tune we're going to play for you. This is an original. I wrote this around Valentine's Day. So a Valentine's Day card for somebody special. So this tune is called Danny's Waltz.
And this is a participation dance. So we want to see this floor filled with more people than were out there a minute ago waltzing. Very nice. Join in. We're going to wait till the train stops going by here.
Tragic partners.
Here we go.
Nope.
Not done yet.
Not yet.
Thank you all very much.
You got to go back to Sandy Boy.
Yeah. We'll take just a minute to introduce the band. On bass, Barbara Johnson. On banjo, Lida Toy. Tammy Murray on fiddle. I'm Bill Payne. We are the Waka Hooters. And we're going to bring out the Cross Creek Cloggers again, who are all refreshed, and they've drank 4 or 5 cups of coffee. And some of them are waltzing. Some of them are leaning up against the tent poles. We're going to play you a tune that, again, is one of our favorite A-tunes called Sandy Boys. For those that are keeping score, Tammy's going to use the old sawmill tuning on the fiddle. E-A-E-A.
Kentucky Wildcat.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't think we ever had that happen again before. Tammy's microphone fell out twice, and mine fell out once. We're making some noise and some motion up here, folks. This is, we're going to wind this up by playing one of our favorite tunes called Nail That Catfish to the Tree. A modern old-time tune written up in the Midwest, and we're going to let these guys do their individual stuff. You get to see these, what they like to do most when they are free from the constraints of a routine for a short period of time. You get to see the elements of the roots of this music from the origins from whence it came, from the British Isles clog dancing to hornpipes combined with the African boot dancing, and in the Appalachia it kind of melted together and produced this wonderful dancing that we call flat footing or clogging. So you're going to get to see this here in just a moment as soon as we get the banjo tuned. By the way, a lot of plays in the old time claw hammer style, and meaning that as opposed to bluegrass playing, she retunes to different keys, changes all the tuning of the strings for every time we change keys, which today is better than yesterday, but we have to commend the banjo players for putting up with us. So here we go, Cross Creek Clogger. Thank you very much. Cross Creek Cloggers, Waka Hooters. We'll see you next year.
Yes, to show our appreciation. Give them a good hand. Yes. There we thank you. The floor is still vibrating where I'm standing right here, so I don't know where I get all that energy from. Got me to sweating. The next group is ready to come up after the bell. It's 11 o'clock, so we got a long time to wait, right? The next group is coming up for an enjoyment. The next group is Grupo Folklore Latino. The director is Lillian R.C. Welcome with a warm hand. Grupo Folklore Latino. Did I do that? Are we ready? Okay, okay.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. El Grupo Folklore Latino is very happy to be here today. And we're going to be taking a little trip through Latin America and showing you the different typical dances of different countries of Latin America. And for the first number, we're going to go to the country of Colombia. The dance in Colombia is called La Cumbia. It's one of the most popular dances along the Atlantic coast and throughout the cities near the ocean of Colombia. The women flirt with the men and dance along, moving with a lot of rhythm, thank you, to the music of La Cumbia. Their costumes that they're wearing are from, the women have long dresses with candles, which they usually dance like during the night, which light up the night. And the men's costumes are from the plantations of the coffee and plantations of the bananas. So here with you is the cumbia from Colombia.
Para que no me olvide.
Morir, Sabina, tirando dinamita.
Go to is Venezuela. The dance called there is el joropo. Venezuela is a country of many traditions and its music is very vibrant. Today the dance will have a costume representing the flag of Venezuela, and the lyrics to the song are to honor the beautiful country and to honor the beautiful flag.
Concluye aquí mi canción. No olvides el compromiso, pueblo querido, que tienes con el folclor. La música de esta tierra debe sonar a millón, para que vean que Venezuela tiene representación.
The next country we go to is Dominican Republic. The dance there is called el merengue. It's one of the most popular dances of Dominican Republic. It dates back to the year 1844 to 1850. Excuse me. It maintains its personality in the time of its general music that involves a lot of movement, and its music is very vibrant. Today we're going to have a little treat for you. At the middle of the dance, we're going to ask the public to come in and join with us. So be prepared. So whoever gets picked is going to come in and dance in merengue with us. So here it is now from Dominican Republic. El merengue from Dominican Republic.
Bang, 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 bang. Que te guarda ahí, hombre, con buen vida, hombre, dolores, hombre, no llores, hombre, dolores, hombre, no llores, hombre, tan buen piquero, hombre, como era yo, hombre, tan buen piquero, hombre, como era yo, hombre, y ahora no puedo, hombre, subir la voz, hombre, y ahora no puedo, hombre, subir la voz, hombre, dolores, hombre, no llores, hombre, dolores, hombre, no llores, hombre,
Done. The next country we go to is Colombia. Again, Colombia has many different dances and traditions, and this dance is called El San Juanero. It is danced in the town interior of Colombia. It's danced much in a lot of festivals, and the vestments are the men's vestments are the same as the one that you saw earlier in La Cumbia, but the lady now is more of the farm-owning lady, so she has more of an elegant dress than the ones that you saw earlier today. Now, this is El San Juanero from Colombia. Let me just tell you a little bit about our group. So far, we have 2 years of existence, and we're from West Palm Beach. We have children and adults participating from the ages from 4 to 50. And right now, the group that's presenting themselves here today is the older group. We couldn't bring the little kids along. But we have 2 years of existence, and our purpose of the group is to teach us children, which are from different Latin American countries, and we want to maintain our roots and our culture, and so, you know, that's what we basically try to teach them, and to also teach them about arts, and from all different kinds of countries. Are we ready? Okay. Like I said, we all come from different parts of Latin America. The countries that are represented in our group right now from the children are from Mexico, Argentina, Chile, Colombia, Dominican Republic, Honduras. I'm trying to think if I'm leaving anybody out. Basically, that's it right now. But like I said, we do teach them different dances from the different Latin American countries, and they learn more about every country. We're trying to like stall a little bit. We're trying to get our vestments together. Okay, we seem kind of ready here. The next country we go to is Chile. Chile has an island out in the south, in the west of the country, which is called Easter Island. The island was discovered on the day of Easter in 1722. The dance there is called El Sao Sao. The dance is danced for the gods, and the hand movements is a way to praise the gods. The costumes are kind of similar to Hawaii, but there the natives make their costumes out of ostrich feathers. So now with you, we have El Sao Sao, which is named Rapa Nui from Chile. Again, we stay with the same country of Chile, and Chile is located on the southwest of Latin America. The cueca is a typical dance which comes from the central region of Chile. The cueca today will be recreated with el huaso, which is a Chilean cowboy, and the farm-owning lady. The man tries to win over the lady's heart while the lady flirts and tries to get away from them until the end. So now we have the cueca from Chile.
linda, qué linda se ve mi tierra. Al llegar la primavera, al llegar la primavera, se cubre el campo de flores y florece la enredadera. Qué linda se ve mi tierra,
rosa y lindo flamenco,
arbolina, violeta y pensamiento florecen en mi jardín.
The next country we go to is Cuba. The dance there is La Conga. It's part of the Cuban folklore. It is danced at big carnivals, and it is also danced with lots of rhythm, and it's very contagious. It's music, it's lots of fun, and invites everyone to join in the dance. Waiting for our participants. And now with you, La Conga from Cuba.
Thank you.
Is the country of Mexico. Mexico is a country of big traditions, and its folklore is known throughout the world. We'll be dancing today El Jarabe Tapatío. The colors of their costumes are very vibrant and show throughout the whole dance. Here we have now El Jarabe Tapatío from Mexico.
Soledad, okay.
Thank you.
We'd like to ask all the participants to come and give you their thanks for coming to watch us. And again, we're El Grupo Folklore Latino from West Palm Beach, and I hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Well, coming up for your musical enjoyment, it's another group. A group of very, very nice people. The Homegrown String Band. Are we getting set up here? It's going to take you a while to get set up. Okay. Almost on. Okay. It's starting to be a real nice day. Real nice, beautiful day today for the festival.